With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tax expert Grover Norquist says it's no surprise Elon Musk grew frustrated with wasteful federal spending, considering that he has experience in trimming waste from private companies.
To discover that 80% of Twitter was wasteful, and he fixed it, like in a week, okay? And he doesn't understand why that doesn't work.
Norquist says it's really no surprise that Musk grew so frustrated after working hard to expose hundreds of billions in waste, fraud, and abuse in federal spending.
If you're Elon Musk and you're used to working in the real world, this is just outrageous. And you assume as soon as you expose it, it will be fixed. And he would make announcements. Look at all the money I've saved. Well, no, look at all the waste you've exposed. The next step is to convince the politicians that there's enough heat on them that they will fix it.
Former Secretary of the Senate Kelly Johnston says Republicans are walking a tightrope right now when it comes to finding a balance between spending and cuts, a big, beautiful bill.
So we have to do both. We have to figure out how to slow the drivers of growth, if not actually reduce some of the spending, while we also try to generate this tremendous growth that will generate income.
And he says the lawmakers will need to embrace some combination of growth incentives like tax cuts, along with major spending cuts.
So there is a lot of truth to that we can grow out of this, but it's not enough. We're going to have to control the drivers of growth as well. Get that GDP level of government spending back down to about 20-21%.
Friday marked the 81st anniversary of the longest day.
101-year-old Wally King, a fighter pilot, walked to the grave of Major Henry Shurrells, Jr.
Henry, we're here to honor you. We're here to remember you and your sacrifice on that early spring day.
102-year-old Papa Jake Larson landed on Normandy Beach. 81 years later, he still comes back for those who didn't make it.
And that is correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. This is SRN News. A Southern Baptist leader calls for an end to pornography.
Brent Leatherwood heads the denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, and he says it's time to outlaw porn in this country altogether. He says the last straw is a new expose in the New York Times of Pornhub, the biggest pornography site on the Internet. The Times reports that Pornhub executives knew there was sex trafficking happening on their platform, but took no action as that might reduce their profits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for a woman who sued Kentucky seeking to overturn its abortion ban have dropped that challenge. The attorneys have not given a reason for seeking to drop the case. A lawsuit had been filed last year in state court in Louisville on behalf of a woman who was 7 weeks pregnant at the time. The American Civil Liberties Union, which had represented the woman, says it will not be providing additional details about that dismissal. Kentucky bans abortions except to save the life of the mother or to prevent disabling injury. This is SRN News. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says one of the biggest challenges facing the Jewish state is complicity by much of the media with lies and propaganda being spread by Israel's enemies, including about the civilian death toll in Gaza.
That 53,000 comes from the Gaza health authorities. Nobody knows who they are. No one can mention a name. They'll say, well, the U.N. Backs that up. Yeah, but the U.N. also, the U.N. quotes the Gaza health authorities, and the Gaza health authorities quotes the U.N., so it's a loop of lies.
In its own way, he says the media has become an enemy combatant.
95% of the bad press we're dealing with have anti-Semitic overtones or undertones that go back hundreds and hundreds of years. Jews kill children. Jews are vengeful. We can't just defend ourselves. We have to be somehow exacting revenge. And I encounter this all the time in my interactions with the media.
Dr. Oren, interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at srnnews.com.